Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
In this episode, there will be heavy talk of self-harm and attempted suicide. Please keep yourself safe. If these topics are uncomfortable to you, there is no shame in skipping this episode.
Self-harm is a touchy subject and should be handled with the utmost care. This entity seems to take pleasure in it.
Have you ever wanted to talk to inanimate objects? Well, why not try on these strange spectacles?
Being able to take damage and enjoy it sounds like a power a modern supervillain would possess. Spectacles that would make you want to talk to objects? What strange mysteries are we going to cover in this episode of the SCT Podcast?
Episode 108, SP-214 and 215. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the podcast known as Secure, Contain, and Talk, a podcast about the SCP Foundation. My name is Eli.
And my name is Matt.
Hello, Matt.
Hello, Eli. We're here to talk about the SCP Foundation today.
What's that, Matt?
What is that? Oh. Well, I guess we both got explained.
All right.
Three, two, one. The SCP Foundation is an
organization that captures and contains
weird anomalies that they, you know, that break reality.
It also protects
you're not doing.
It captures and contains anomalies studies and
goes around and
protects
and
the Earth.
Mostly, it's about concrete and it's fictional.
Concrete.
I hope it's fictional. Yeah, most of the time it's concrete, right?
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know.
Okay. Anyway, hope we explained it really well. We're not gonna fucking redo that. That's really fun. This recording is gonna take 3 hours. Being a secret organization that needs to work undercover, a lot of their documents have portions of themselves that are removed, such as dates, names, locations, that sort of thing. We'll do our best to figure out what is being redacted, but most of the time it's just a black square and it's really annoying.
Yeah. It's for flavor, quote-unquote, but it's also, like, sometimes it's
sometimes
annoying.
People use it as a crutch.
Yeah. But we did find one that was, like, recently that was like, wow, that's actually
yeah, there was perfect. Tasteful redaction.
Yeah, tasteful redaction. Tasteful redaction.
Tasteful redaction. Listen, I don't really have any other way to describe it besides yeah. I was completely okay with it, which is rare. Mm-hmm. Anyway, in the description, we got some links. We got some links to the SCP website that we read from and the particular SCPs that we'll be reviewing this week. I say reviewing, just reading. We're not reviewing anything. We're not important. And then we got our Discord, which is a community of like-minded individuals who all, like, watch or listen to this podcast. Jesus.
We're losing him.
Okay. And then the last one is a Patreon. You can donate at a tier that allows you to be read. Jesus, Eli! One of the tiers, we read your name at the end of the episode, and the other one, you can listen in while we record so you can hear all the fuck-ups that we're leaving in today.
Oh, it's all going.
It's all going in. Matt's editing this one.
I'll make it funny.
You...
Interesting.
It implies that we're not funny. We're not. Anyway.
What?
Yeah, it's a pretty normal episode today.
Yes. Yeah, it's as we said before, if you're still here, and if you didn't catch the intro, there are lots of self-harm mentions and suicide mentions. So if you still haven't gotten the message and you don't want to listen to that, and it makes you uncomfortable, you don't have to.
Just skip this.
Literally no shame whatsoever. We will not be mad if you
absolutely
do not listen to this episode. We are 100% okay with you skipping it.
We want people to be safe more than we want people to listen to the episodes.
Yes. I don't want to be the cause of somebody's trauma. This is a safe space.
Don't want to trigger anybody. That's,
yeah, exactly. Yeah,
no.
So.
Anyway.
Well, with all that stuff out of the way, let's start with the first one. SCP-214, the Hemotopian Virus.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
SCP-214. This is by Xander Chaney from the SCP Wiki. Item number, SCP-214. Object class, Euclid. Special containment procedures. SCP-214 is to be contained in a 4x4 meter quarantine cell suitable for long-term human habitation within Bioresearch Area 12.
Okay.
It is to be considered an etiological agent of a level 4 biohazard.
Oh, Christ.
Level 4 biohazard containment requires clean rooms, pre- and post-entry decontamination showers, and a vacuum antechamber.
Alrighty.
All air and water sources to SCP-214's containment area are to be isolated from the rest of the area. All employees entering SCP-214's containment area must wear hazmat suits and self-contained oxygen supply and supplemental cut-resistant liner. The cell shall be under continuous observation using remote video surveillance. SCP-214 is to be considered a danger to itself and others and shall not be allowed to possess potentially dangerous utensils.
Good.
Due to SCP-214's distinct perception of pain, guards shall not cause physical injury to it, except under the direction of Level 2 staff. Level 2?
Level 2? Wow, that's pretty low.
That's
level
low,
two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beyond the above procedures, all personnel intending to interact with SCP-214 are to undergo psychological evaluation. Any employees with prior history of depression are not permitted to interact with it.
Okay, yeah, good.
Regular sessions of psychological observation are to occur post-research on all participants. Any personnel exhibiting two or more of the following symptoms during observation are to be quarantined immediately in identical containment to SCP-214. Oh, God.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Self-harming behaviors. Blunted affect. Oh, I've never seen this word before. Glossolalia. Yeah. I'm going to need definitions for some of these.
Yeah.
Logorrhea.
Logorrhea.
Compulsive lying.
All right.
Silvery discharge from mucous membranes or wounds. Oh,
gross.
God. Obsessive compulsive behaviors, particularly in writing or speech.
Okay.
Jesus. Okay. What the fuck is glossolalia? Gibberish.
Oh, it's just gibberish?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But organized gibberish. To the point where they might be speaking words, but they're not.
Gotcha. It's like a fucking weird ritual thing.
Logorrhea. Communication disorder that causes excessive wordiness and repetitiveness, which can cause incoherency. Oh. So anytime I talk. Got it.
Anytime I talk.
Okay. Interesting. So lots of shit with words and brain stuff.
Yeah.
Except for the silvery discharge. That's disturbing. Okay.
I just realized, like, Pontypool could be Lageria.
Oh, yeah. And Glossolalia.
Yeah, yeah.
Glossolalia.
Glossolalia.
Research staff is heavily encouraged to read log 214 and interview 214 before conducting experiments as a precautionary measure. We will be reading those at the end of the document.
Yes.
Description. All right, here we go.
Oh, boy.
SCP-214 is male, age double-digit redacted. Formerly okay. Agent redacted of the Foundation. Oh, no. Physical and mental changes were noted after investigation of incident redacted at Redacted Public Library, Massachusetts. Containment of SCP-214 is detailed in Redacted. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Fucking found log. Come on. Okay. That would have been cool.
Yep. A physical examination of SCP-214 shows the replacement of most bodily fluids, including, but not limited to, blood, vitreous humor, seminal fluid, cerebrospinal fluid, with a mercury-like substance.
That wasn't funny at all.
Fucking vitreous humor, really? I had to find which word you were creating.
Like, what are you fucking talking about, Matt?
God damn it, Matt. Chemical analysis shows that the substance of it is a suspension of complex, organometallic compounds in a protein and lipid-enriched serum. But so far, nothing more can be ascertained of its origins or purpose.
We just got all science-y on our
Most bodily functions were observed to no longer be active in SCP-214. Though the... Though the related organs still exist in a preserved state within the body cavity. This includes the brain, which no longer shows activity on... What the fuck?
What? That's such a long word.
Electroencephalography. Electroencephalography.
Alrighty.
Okay, I did not know that. Okay, great. It shows notable selective regenerative properties, some injuries vanishing within moments of infliction, while others remain unhealed, even after a period of time in which a normal human would have recovered. Christ.
Yeah.
Y'all should put a warning in there for people with Oh, it's the fucking fear of long words.
Yeah.
Jesus. SCP-214 does not experience pain. I got a hair in my mouth.
What?
I just kind of like... it doesn't experience SCP-214 does not experience pain normally, instead reacting to it as pleasure with no regard to physical damage to its body. Oh no.
Yeah.
Objects have been noted to disappear in the vicinity of SCP-214. There is currently no known method of recovering lost items.
A fucking Hellraiser out here, dude.
Oh no. Okay. Masochism, great.
Yeah.
That sucks. Addendum 214A. Excerpts. Excerpts of Agent Redacted's diary relating to becoming SCP-214 have been described and transcribed in log 214.
Damn. Like, he actually wrote down how he became the SCP.
Yeah. I love this shit.
Yeah.
First-hand accounts are some of my favorite shit. Because, like, sometimes they don't even talk about it. They just fucking describe life and how it's weird right now.
Yeah.
I love that shit.
It's like, okay. Why am I feeling this?
Log 214. Personal log of Agent Redacted. Alright, this is, what's the fourth month? April. Okay, it's April.
April?
April 5th, Redacted year. I got my latest assignment. Apparently, there's reports of cult activity centered around a public library in Redacted.
Oh shit, was it a cult thing?
I hope so. Shipping out tomorrow to investigate, along with the rest of Lambda 7. There's major concern about it being a part of Church of the Broken God, given that the location contains a large museum of machinery. Hate dealing with them. Crazy machine god thing gives me more creeps than the rest of the shit here. Most of them only kill your body.
Lore.
Lore!
Lord.
Church of the Broken God. This is the first mention of them since the start of the podcast. What is the Church of the Broken God?
Oh, God. It's a long explanation, but
okay,
I'll tell
give
you.
Give me a short one. Like,
it's a really, it's basically just a, it's like the, it ties in with a bunch of SCPs, basically. So it's like a collection of shit that, God, I don't know how to do this shortly.
Okay,
it's a bad cult church, basically, kind of thing that does that, like, human sacrifices, a lot of shit, kind of like the what's the not the Global Occult Coalition, what's the other one, they worship steampunk tech shit. Weird.
Do they believe in like the ghost in the machine thing,
sort of thing? It's
the spirit of the machine is alive.
Yeah, there's one SCP that like goes into a lot of fucking detail about it, because it like deals with the whole like, it deals with like going into a different dimension or some shit of like the machine dimension, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, I mean, think of kind of like the Mechanicus sort of thing, but it's mm-hmm. like fucked up.
The Adeptus like, Mechanicus thing.
Adeptus Mechanicus thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll learn more then.
Yeah.
All right. The next one is dated on the 9th of April. Initial recon's back on the building. Nothing anomalous so far, with 90% of the building mapped. Only thing left is the periodicals wing. That seems to be closed off for renovations. Seems like people go into there quite a bit after dark, but the door is always locked, and the architect that designed this place seems to have a personal vendetta against windows.
Mm.
Nothing wrong with spikes, though. This place had spikes on every surface that you can think of. Team's going to shadow one of them in tomorrow and see what's going on inside. Uh-oh, he's going to get pricked. Note. Between this log and the next, the entirety of Lambda 7's vanished without a trace, along with the reported cultists. Oh, no.
This is cool. This is...
Okay. Next entry is dated on the 11th of April. Pages upon pages flitter through my mind, breeze-borne motion revealing in the saturation of information, coalesced and indexed to perfection, safely stored. The library approves of the new acquisitions to its collection, filling her walls evermore with the distilled essence of being, for all to borrow but never keep, subsuming the identity and robing oneself in another for a time, for the goals, for the plans, and partly realized dreams. Emulating the flesh and its frailties, its ichors and impulses, as a marionette on string dancing its jerky frivolity. What yeah, the fucking hell?
That... It got crazy, didn't
okay,
it?
Okay, I think he is infected now. Okay, we got the 12th of April for this next entry. Awake again. Not sure how long I've slept on the way back to Redacted. Read previous log. I think I might have been sleep-deprived. It doesn't make any sense. Cult's gone, team's gone, writing after action report. Attempted to erase previous log, but can't see the button to do that. Compromised. The word keeps echoing in my head. I think I've been compromised. Cut myself shaving this morning and bled quicksilver into the sink. The sensation of the blade cutting into my skin felt like a lover's caress. It's my duty to self-terminate. I've been compromised. Once the report's done, I'll do that. Still have my sidearm. Jesus, fuck me.
Yeah, it's, this makes a lot of sense now that it's tied into the Broken God, Church of the Broken God kind of thing, because it's all metal.
12:04 p.m. Tension, build-up, trembling finger, burnt cordite taste... The flash, the burst, the romance of lead entangling bone and fat, followed by orgiastic release.
All right. Jesus. Great.
The 13th of April. Awake again. Bullet didn't do anything. No recollection since I pulled the trigger. I was in the bathroom, now I'm in bed. There's hotel and medical staff uniforms lying around, but no people. No remains, no sign of a struggle, and not a drop of blood. Try to call my superiors to warn them that I'm coming, but my fingers keep missing the numbers. All I can do is write in here. Something makes me think that they want this to be found. Just too late. Still bleeding out of the back of my head. Something feels right about that. And the warm sensation running down is delightful. Jesus fucking Christ.
I told you. It's a fucking...
fucking hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, those ramblings are very similar to how H.P. Lovecraft writes his books.
Hmm.
Despite his inherent fucking problematic bullshit, his writing style can at times be really cool, and that's what that reminded me of. It's because his writing is supposed to confuse you.
Right.
It's supposed to make you
uncomfortable.
Doesn't
make sense to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. The problem is he describes it in terrible ways. So, for example,
excuse me,
just kind of bundling all mental illness into just saying they're mad.
That's yeah,
really
they're
problematic
mad
and incorrect. Yeah. But anyway. Addendum 214B. Logs of interview with SCP-214 have been transcribed to interview 214. Okay. All right, Mr. Mann, you want to do the researcher?
Yeah, I kind of want to do the researcher. I feel like you do a better crazy person. Not that I'm saying you're crazy, but I think you have the voice for it.
I can lean into that a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Interview 214. Interviewed. SCP-214. Interviewer. Researcher. Redacted. Forward. Initial interview to ascertain the origin of SCP-214. Begin log.
I'd like you to tell me again about what happened at the library.
Library, home sweet home. Have you been to the periodicals section? Such a lovely place, glittering with the dewy webs of knowledge strewn across the indexes.
Home? You mean like a metaphysical home, or did you actually plan to live there? We show your address of record as...
I've always been there. I'm still there. Home is where the library is after all, and this is my home now, isn't it? So this is the library now. It'll be a fine one too, once I get everything organized.
What do you remember of... before the library? Do you remember your name? Do you remember why you were sent to the library?
Oh, my name is SCP-214, isn't it? Filed and stored away with so many other texts. I greatly admire your work. You hold so many beautiful things here.
That's your designation, yes. Do you remember what it was?
Designation. Distinguishing name. Yes, I know it. Do you remember what yours is?
Of course, it's... But I'm not answering the questions here. Do you remember what happened at the library between when you arrived and where you were found?
Are you sure? Because you told me it was Elysia before. Sometimes people lose themselves, and I wouldn't want that to happen to you. It's for your own good that you know yourself. What happened? What always happens in a library? Knowledge was exchanged.
Elysia? What? No, you're attempting to change the subject. What knowledges were exchanged in the library? With whom? Reports suggested people inside engaging in some sort of synchronized ritual. When you showed up, you were the only one there. What happened to the rest of the people, 214?
I already told you. Knowledge was exchanged. Everything is information. It to be stored, sorted, compressed, if need be.
Stored where? There were no traces of any other individuals inside that building when the recovery team arrived. but you were covered in the unknown sample.
Oh, Alicia. You do have such a limited view of things here. You ask the wrong questions. You already know where. They're in the library. They never left.
My name isn't... We did a thorough search of a library. You were the only one inside. We didn't even pick up DNA traces. Someone or something had swept it clean. Tell me what happened in that library. What happened to those 17 people? 214?
You keep confusing the map for the territory, Alicia. It is a bad habit. They've been indexed in the library, stored, numbered, and sorted.
You don't mean the building, do you, when you talk about the library?
You do good work here. We work at complementary purposes. To secure, protect, and contain. To organize, quantify, and enlighten. You are so bright, Alicia. Just a few more steps now.
Can you show me the library?
Of course I can.
End log. Closing statement. Researcher Redacted was found after the interview inside SCP-214's enclosure, leaking silvery fluid from Redacted.
Oh.
Gee. Oh.
Okay.
Cultist.
Jesus. All right, cool.
Holy crap.
Great. Okay.
We got big lore drops in this one.
One of us. Addendum 214C. Researcher Redacted has been detained after showing symptoms identical in nature to SCP-214 at the conclusion of L-214. Containment procedures have been updated to reflect the contagious nature of SCP-214.
Great.
Honeyed words enter your mind.
Become part of the Silver Brotherhood.
Jesus fuck. Okay, that's cool. All right. It sucks that they like hurting themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, ugh. This is a...
And also the flavor is immaculate.
Yeah, the flavor is crazy. Like, the big lore drops. It's a cool one, but also so far.
Yeah, not a fun subject, and the SCP is kind of cool.
Yeah, the SCP is a really cool idea. I like it. Hey everyone, just a reminder that if you haven't rated and reviewed our podcast on Spotify yet, please give it a go. We sincerely appreciate every single person who even listens to this podcast. So if that's all you can do, we are eternally grateful. Anyway, one quick ad is between you and more of that SCT goodness. So stay tuned! SCP-215. Paranoia-inducing spectacles. This SCP was written by Malcolm MacLean from the SCP Wiki. For NAS. Item number, SCP-215. Object class, safe. Special containment procedures. Oh, very, very, very short. SCP-215 presents no threat unless worn, and so shall be kept in Dr. Nemed's office until studies are concluded. SCP-215 is to be kept in its case when not in use, so as to prevent scratches to the lenses.
Okay.
All right. Very short and sweet.
I mean, to be fair, that's plenty of SCPs. Just like, don't fucking put it on, or don't
touch
it.
Yeah, just don't use it, idiot. Description. SCP-215 is a pair of prescription glasses designed to correct myotopic vision. When worn, SCP-215 induces a belief in the wearer that inanimate objects are sentient and capable of communication to the wearer. The severity of this delusion varies from wearer to wearer, but generally strengthens over time if SCP-215 is worn regularly, and in worst case manifests as a severe case of obsessive-compulsive disorder, culminating in the irrational fear of all machines.
Oh, great. We got the old thing where they're related for no reason.
They're related, yeah. And this time it's obsessive-compulsive disorder.
And machines.
And machines.
Oh, my God.
There is no definite safe amount of time to wear SCP-215. While the onset of delusions generally takes at least 24 hours, a great deal depends on the psychological disposition of the wearer before SCP-215 is put on. And persons who already have some varieties of obsessive compulsive synesthesiac or technophiliac disorders have been known to begin suffering from SCP-215's effects less than an hour after donning it.
Oh my god.
That was such a long sentence.
A lot of big words in that sentence. Interesting. So all right. You have a different way of perceiving the world, like that could affect that shit.
Yeah, for sure. Like, weird. And like, if you don't like machines already,
interesting. No, philiac.
Philiac. Right. Okay.
So loving machines.
Loving machines. Right. removing SCP-215 does not remove the delusion, although normal methods of therapy have proven to be effective in less severe cases, so long as SCP-215 is not put on again. A full recovery can turn to a full lapse in less than a day by the return of SCP-215, right, because it induces it automatically, so. By the end of the second week, wearers tend to violently resist any attempts to separate them from SCP-215.
Oof.
My glasses!
You would hit a guy with glasses.
You would hit a guy with glasses. My friend Jimmy the Desk over here.
My friend Jimmy the Desk.
Yeah. Sentient.
Oh my god.
Yeah, jeez. Alright. Case study. Interesting. Case study 215-99983-D. 99983-D displayed a typical progression of SCP-215-related symptoms. The subject had no record of mental illness before the commencement of the test. I don't know why I said containment. Probably because I... anyway. Week 1, Day 1. 99983-D is given a temporary position as a research assistant to Dr. Nemed and is I said it right the first time. And
no,
then
you
never
didn't.
Said
you
it.
Said Nemed. I didn't want to correct you.
Oh, why didn't you correct me?
Because it's funny.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Namdi is issued. SCP-215 to replace a pair of his own spectacles that were destroyed by Foundation personnel.
No.
Oh, no. Subject complained that SCP-215 didn't match his old prescription and stated that he was suffering from blurry vision and headaches by the end of the day.
Hmm. Okay.
Week one...
It's a little bit... It's Ramus.
Boy, just got drugged up.
He's such a good boy.
That's a good boy. Week 1, Day 3. Subjects stopped complaining of blurred vision and began referring to SCP-215 as Steve. Subjects stated that Steve and I get along alright. It's not exactly a match made in heaven, but we get by. Subject did not assign names or personalities to any object besides SCP-215.
I thought you were joking. God.
I'm not.
Damn it.
all right. Hilarious.
Week 2, day 1. Subject began having prolonged conversations with the aforementioned mechanical and electrical... Oh, I've missed that one. Oops. Week 1, day 6. Subject began to assign personalities to complex electrical and mechanical devices that he regularly interacted with, including the computer that he logged data entries in, the break room coffee machine, refrigerator, microwave, and PDA he was issued by Dr. Namid. Most interactions involved complaining about the general uncooperative behavior of these devices.
That's hilarious.
All right.
So, Doctor, this is becoming a Mujahideen Mujahideen situation. Fucking Namdi.
Namdi.
You've said Nimid. You've said Namid.
Namdi. Okay.
Namdi.
Namdi.
This is not.
No, not another.
Not another.
Listen, man, I don't know how to say words that aren't spelled traditionally, okay?
Yeah, it turns out you're an English speaker and we're all ignorant.
Yeah. Okay. Week 2, day 1. Subject began to have prolonged conversations with the aforementioned mechanical and electrical devices, giving them all names and sometimes speaking of them in personal terms with other Foundation personnel. Almost always to the effect that the devices were somehow agnostic.
Antagonistic.
Oh, I'm stupid. Antagonistic. Subject reported that he could not hear the machines speaking their body language. Speaking their body language is very clear. Oh, okay. So not speaking, but body language.
Interesting.
Week 2, day 5. A subject began assigning personal qualities to the less complex objects in his work environment, starting with his office supplies. That's funny. Week 2, day 7. Subject began minimizing interactions with living people and talking almost consistently to his inanimate companions. Discussing with staff, psychologist indicating a sophisticated web of relationships between 998 83-D and the objects. Week 3, day 3. Jeez, this guy's been has these spectacles on for a long time. Subject had a violent altercation with the break room microwave after a burrito came out of it undone. Subject reportedly cursed and shouted at the machine before attempting to destroy it with a break room chair. Subject was restrained and subdued, and later apologized for his behavior to the microwave and the chair.
You ever hit a motherfucker with another motherfucker?
Just Jesus. About.
So bro's just lonely. Oh, no.
Week 3, day 6. Subject began personifying set pieces in his environment, referring to floor tiles and ceiling lights as people. Mm. Subject would stop to thank each inanimate object he interacted with, including each individual floor tile, for permitting Ooh. Him to use it. Ooh. Now that this is getting crazy. Week 4, day 2. Subject began displaying signs of stress when asked to interact with any complex electrical or mechanical appliance. Claiming that the machines had become hostile and threatening. Mechanical failures or faulty performances by any machines in 99983-D's presence were interpreted as signs of impending rebellion. Week 4, day 3. Subject refused to come to work. His PDA had been smashed. Dash-D claimed it was an act of self-defense after being coerced into coming into the office. The subject began screaming and showing other signs of acute stress at the sight of his computer, which was turned off at the time. He attempted to force his way past the security guards at the door and had to be sedated.
No.
Oh my god. week four. I know, Jesus. Week four, day five. Subject destroyed his table lamp, alarm clock, watch, and ceiling fan. Afterwards, he refused to come out of his room. When Foundation personnel forced their way into his cell, they found him dead, with severe burns on his hands and arms. He is presumed to have been fatally electrocuted while attempting to disable an electrical outlet in the room.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, jeez. Addendum. I have been asked many times now if SCP-215 enables the wearer to actually interact with machines in any meaningful way, differently from how people normally do it. People do it. And I'm pretty confident the answer is no. I've done every test I can think of, and all the evidence I've suggest that the living machines only exist in the wearer's head. There are things in this Foundation that can make what you believe is real, but this isn't one of them. How do I say it?
you're gonna get there!
How do I say it?
Yeah. Okay! Namdi.
Dr. Namdi.
We don't want another Mujahideen on our hands.
My brain wants me to say something else, and yeah. I just keep forgetting how to actually pronounce it, so mm-hmm. my brain just overrides it.
Absolutely. 100%. I hope you know that I'm doing this in good fun. If it ever actually bothers you, let me know, and I'll stop.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's just I don't want to say stuff so wrong, because I think it actually... I don't think it offends anybody, but I don't actually want to get anybody like, Matt, stop saying it wrong. I'm like, I'm trying not to.
I think it's funny.
My brain don't work. No,
dyslexia, it's a hell of a drug.
It is. It is a hell of a joke. That was an interesting one.
That was an interesting one. It just glasses that make you see shit.
Yeah, see shit. Yeah. It's basically like hypno glasses.
Kind of.
Yeah. It's like, hey, my friend, the water bottle Vinny over here told me some interesting stuff. Now Vinny's trying to kill me.
Yeah, the fact that, like, everything acted in open rebellion at a certain point is really fucking funny. It sucks that it ended so badly for them.
But, yeah. Like, it definitely started off, like, really funny, and then it just was like,
then
oh,
I was like,
ah,
he's dead, goddamn.
Yeah, he's, oh, no. Jeez.
But an interesting one.
Yeah, interesting and definitely entertaining. Mm-hmm. A little bit more lighthearted than the,
good.
Cell farm.
Good, because fuck.
Yeah.
You made it to the end of the episode! If you enjoyed, make sure to follow for more episodes every week on Friday mornings in the US, or, well, wherever you are in the world. We'll be continuing our exhaustive research into each and every SCP in the next episode. Thank you to all of our patrons as of the recording of this episode. Summer, Vulpix, Ketsicus, Flingo, Beecent, Alex Nelly, X, Robin, Bendy, a.k.a. the Demon Jester, Drew Karg, Stephen Witt, Eli Shoup, Falcon, and Noah Fox. Thank you, everyone, for being our patrons, and it's still surprising me that we have so many people. Make sure to check out the Halloween episode, where we checked out, what was it? We checked out horror movies, and we, some that we haven't seen in a long time, some that we had, and we checked a whole range of them. It was really fun. Once again, this has been Eli.
And Matt on the SCT Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode. Hopefully it won't be covering self-harm, but oh, I don't know what the SCP Foundation...
Welcome to the SCP Foundation.
I'm Matt of SCP Foundation. Anyway, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.